the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And our number, of course, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have Dave Oliva, who is the aspiring LAPD police officer and a student of criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College, up next to talk about the George Zimmerman case. A reminder that we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And when I say online, I mean we are right now streaming live video of our show. It's Phil TV. It's in HD. So it's a beautiful picture, and we are at our studio here in front of the big picture window that showcases the El Pacifico behind us. Gorgeous rolling surf of the Pacific Ocean. But you know what? It's everybody's Pacific, and it might as well be the Atlantic. It's just, you know, it's any ocean you want it to be. Here we are. And while you're at our website and you're getting your backstage pass, you can join us for the thousands of hours of archived audio that we've got. You can join us for our podcast. You can join us for our videocast. You can also head over to our souvenir shop and get Phil Hendry Show merchandise. We've got the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodies that are very popular. And, of course, our Bobby Dooley keychains are brand new and in our shop as well. PhilHendryShow.com. That's PhilHendryShow.com. One more thing. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Phil Hendry, my personal account there is twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. And over on Facebook, we have our fan page, which is Facebook.com/PhilHendryFans. PHANS. All right. George Zimmerman was in bandages the day after he killed Trayvon Martin, according to a neighbor. This neighbor was a gentleman by the name of George Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez is spelled J-O-R-G-E, spelled George or Jorge. In any event, Mr. Rodriguez says that Zimmerman had two, quote, big butterfly bandages on the back of his head and another big bandage on the bridge of his nose. The severity of Zimmerman's injuries are key to his defense under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Joining us is Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College, a student of law enforcement and criminal justice there, and is also got his sights set on the L.A. Police Department Police Academy there in Elysian Park once he graduates. And Dave, very pleasant good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mr. Henry, and thanks for having me on your program. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What is your take on George Zimmerman now, this comment that George Zimmerman had these bandages?
Well, I think I it's not much. Let me say, I think that Charles Zimmerman was, I think that he already is suspect because he gave the police a little bit of a runaround, when he was talking about, I'm not following him. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. There's a lot of confusion as to whether he was following this guy or not. And secondly, Mr. Henry, it never ceases to amaze me, what people, are going to believe, because he could have put those bandages on his head himself in anticipation of the fact that people are going to say, you shot this guy, you shot Trayvon Martin, you shot him, you shot this man dead. What did you do, what did he do to deserve that? And you've got to have something to show. And so I think the first thing you're going to want to do is go down to any local grocery store or go down to any local mini mart at the gas station or something and get the butterfly bandages.
So in other words, these butterfly bandages are just cosmetic? There was no injury?
Well, I'm not saying that there was no injury, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, maybe he had a scratch. Maybe, if you tussle with somebody, if you're going, because I'm, understand, Mr. Henry, I'm studying law enforcement to eventually go to the LAPD Police Academy. I mean, that's going to be my, my dream in life. So one of the things I have to do, is keep my eyes open and be in good investigator. What Charles Zimmerman did could very well be that he went to the store, he bought some butterfly bandages, got some bandage for the nose, put it on the nose to make it look good because he knew that people was going to say, "Hey, you got into a fight. Where's the bandages?"
We're talking here with Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College and soon to be L.A. Police Academy. So now we've got George Zimmerman, you're saying, involved in deliberate subterfuge, deliberately misleading people into thinking that he had injuries.
I think it's very likely, given the fact that he already proved that he already is a little bit, you know, sort of, I don't know what the word is, you know, a little bit slimy, because they kept saying to him, you know, now, you sure you're not going to follow this guy? And he's all, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. If you listen to the 911 tape, I mean, it's not exactly, but they say, okay, now, are you sure you're not going to follow this guy? He's like, yeah, yeah, no sweat, you know, I won't. Well, he lied, because we know that after they got off the phone with him, he went right back to doing it, you know.
I don't know that that's the case. I think that after he got off the phone with them, didn't he stop?
No, I mean, after he got off the phone, and he kept right on. My understanding of the story of the case is, from the case that the files that I've read so far.
Have you read files? Have you read these case files?
Well, I mean, no, just what the case files that are in the newspaper, you know, what they wrote about, you know, is that Charles Zimmerman was. Okay, we know that Charles Zimmerman was...
His name is... It's George Zimmerman, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. George Zimmerman was driving. He calls up the police. He goes, yeah, I've got this, you know... I mean, my understanding was if he didn't, then please correct me, but I think he said the N-word.
No, he did not, sir. No, no. There's no N-word at all.
Well, he did say, like, Negro or something, right?
No, he didn't. The confusion was whether he identified the man's race at all, and the I think they said no, he didn't. But anyway,
okay. Well, but I mean, he's following this guy, and they tell him to back off. Now, number two. If you look at this guy's mugshot, there's not a scratch on his face, and this is a mugshot that they took, okay, that night. They didn't arrest him. Because they decided, no, you know, we're not going to arrest him.
And what mugshot are you talking about?
The night that he shot Trayvon Martin.
There's a mugshot?
Yeah, because they didn't know if they were going to arrest him or not. That's my understanding, because I did see a mugshot. And there's not one scratch on his face. There's not no bandage on his head. There's not no bandage on his nose. There's not no... I mean, you can't see any kind of injury at all to the suspect.
And are you sure you're not talking about the...
Well, I'm not talking about any other... this was in the paper the next day.
And well, there was a picture in the paper the next day of a mugshot of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was him, and he there was no bandage or nothing on him. That also now begins to make me think, okay, what's going on? Okay? Because think about it, you know, just think about it. Okay? First of all, he has a bandage on at his house that his neighbor sees. Okay? Now think about it. Now there's a mugshot and there's no bandage that anyone can see. If you think about it, it's easy to conclude that he's attempting to mislead. He's attempting to finagle, you know, mislead and finagle the situation. If you think about it, you know, he...
Well, I am thinking about it. I mean, and I don't understand how a bandage the next day, and if there's a mugshot, of course, he wasn't arrested, so I don't know what they're taking mugshots for or why they're releasing them. If there's a mugshot with no scratches on it, what does that prove?
Well, I mean, it could prove that the injuries were found later. It could prove that the injuries was found later. Think about it. See, if you think about it, the guy's, he's not, oh, he gets home and suddenly realizes his nose is busted. Or he realizes his head's busted open. If you think about it. And that's what we are trying to get people to think about with the George Zimmerman case, because, yes, he may have thought that he was standing his ground But anybody can put a butterfly bandage on their nose and say, oh, yeah, you know, I got my nose busted. But the mugshot shows nothing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dave Oliva joining us tonight from L.A. Canyon College, and his perspective on the latest from George Zimmerman. One of his neighbors says that Mr. Zimmerman was wearing bandages. He saw his head bandaged, he saw his nose bandaged, and this would bolster George Zimmerman's story that he was injured in a, quote, life-or-death scuffle with... end of quote, with Trayvon Martin. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva with us from L.A. Canyon College, a student of criminal justice, law enforcement, and he's got his sights set on the LAPD Academy. You were saying you were talking to Dan Northcraft, our engineer.
Yeah, he was talking about a guy that he knows was in the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, you know. And this dude was off partying off base the night that the Tet Offensive went down, okay? And anyway, the Tet Offensive goes down, so everybody's trying to run back to their base. And this dude's running, and he's looking at Viet Cong, which is running in front of him. They're running toward the base too, right? And so this one Viet Cong gets shot, and this dude picks up the AK, and he starts mowing down, like, left and right, you know, Viet Cong right in front of you, man. Now, that's badass, okay? And that's what I'm talking about. This George, you know, Zimmerman, that's Mickey Mouse compared to that.
No, I know that. I mean, but we're not talking about mowing down the Viet Cong at the Tet Offensive. This is a guy that was patrolling, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, this guy's doing some Mickey Mouse patrol. And he winds up trying to be all, you know, badass. And, you know, that's why I'm studying to be LAPD. I don't want to wind up like that guy. I'm going to be LAPD. I'm not going to be no neighborhood watch guy driving around, you know, trying to mow down people with no, I guess what you would say, like a badge or nothing, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I understand what you're saying. No reason to denigrate people that are trying to keep their neighborhood secure, though. That's all I'm trying to discuss. Todd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I'm calling from Baton Rouge, and I'm a block camp in my neighborhood, and we've had a lot of trouble and break-ins and things. But first thing I want to point out is the mugshot that they're showing of Zimmerman is a previous mugshot. It's not from the night that the altercation happened with Trayvon. And
did you hear that? Did you hear that, Dave?
What did the guy say? You said that's a previous mugshot.
Yeah, that's
yeah. It's previous to him showing bandages. Where did he get the bandages? Where did he get the bandages? He's got. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
There are no pictures released. They took evidentiary pictures, but there is no mugshot from the night of it. Now, there are photographs, but they have not been released. And they do show injuries to the back of the skull, and he also has a broken nose.
Well, have you seen them? Have you seen them?
Seen the photograph?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen the photograph.
Well, then you don't really know, you know. You don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. And now the guy's got bandages on, trying to get everybody to... He's trying to further the story.
Well, what if he's really injured?
Well, I mean, there's no indication. If you think about it, a guy's got a gun. How injured is he going to get? You know?
Look, I can tell you, I had some kids breaking into our house next door where an 80-year-old woman lives. I was taking my trash out, and I went in out to scream at them. When I screamed at them, three of them, there were four all together, three of them ran. One of them walked up as casual as if he was fixing to shake my hand, pulled out a pistol, and took four shots at me from 15 feet. Now, had I been armed, I would have killed them. And they didn't even have just to stay gone. So, yeah, I think the game.
I don't know, I'm talking about a guy in the Tet Offensive that started mowing down Viet Cong.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with, what's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Well, I'm just saying George Zimmerman is like, see, I'm studying, and I don't know if the gentleman heard, maybe he did, but I'm studying to be LAPD, okay, which is one of the best police departments probably in the world, because I don't want to be like George Zimmerman, which is kind of a joke.
Well, why is the guy a joke? You've already got your mind made up that this guy killed this kid for no reason, and it could very well be, but why do you think the guy's a joke?
Because, first of all, I think it's a little weird to carry a gun if your neighborhood watch. That's, like, not really, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't mean to put it down, but neighborhood watch is like, it's almost like being a hall monitor at school.
Yeah.
Don't you think, sir?
There's never going to be a case, no matter what evidence comes out. I strongly suspect that you will always think he was guilty, no matter what evidence comes out, no matter how much of a hero he may or may not be. He will always be demonized by people.
Well, the same is true with you. You're going to think Trayvon Martin, no matter what comes out, you're going to think he's some gang-banging punk.
No. Why would I think Trayvon Martin's a gang-banging punk?
The same reason why you think I would think George Martin is a bad guy.
No, I think not. You heard reports that
I don't see where you got the market cornered on being open-minded, you know.
But listen to the difference. I didn't hear any reports that Trayvon was a gangbanger. You did hear reports that Zimmerman said...
No, you didn't hear no reports that Trayvon was a gangbanger. You just saw him in the hoodie, flashing gang signs, all that.
My son wears a hoodie. That didn't sway my thinking. But you did hear that he said...
Okay, I'd like... You know, I don't want to talk about this no more, because this guy, he's got his mind made up.
Right.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, he says, I got my mind made up, but I talked to a guy that mowed down some Viet Cong in South Vietnamese.
Well, we lose.
What the hell has that got to do with anything, is what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm just saying, that's real, that's hardcore.
Okay, that's hardcore. And so George Zimmerman isn't. All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. I don't want to get into debating what the hell George Zimmerman did, okay, or didn't do, or who's right or who's wrong. You know, because I'm listening to you, and you are right among them. I'm listening to people saying that George Zimmerman has been judged before. I'll tell you one other guy that got judged. Trayvon Martin's dead, okay?
Well, what's that mean?
Well, people are saying don't judge George Zimmerman. Well, hell, Trayvon Martin was judged. He took a bullet. He's dead. He got judged real good.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I sort of understand what you're saying, but that's not the same thing, is it?
And why isn't it the same thing? I'm talking about don't judge George Zimmerman, because George Zimmerman, you know, he may have been right. He may have been wrong. He may, you know, all the facts aren't in, really. And what about Trayvon Martin? Does he get judged? Don't judge him.
No, you shouldn't judge him either.
Well, somebody did, because he ain't around anymore. So his ass got judged real good. So Trayvon Martin got judged by one guy with a gun. He's dead. And now all these people want to run to George Zimmerman's defense and say, well, don't judge him.
Well, I mean, like, why would you want to judge him until all the facts is in? When you talk about Trayvon Martin...
I'm not judging the guy. You know, I've got an opinion is all I'm saying. I thought you had the same opinion.
Well, I do, but I mean, now that you're bringing up the fact that Trayvon Martin, you know, is got judged, I don't understand that. You know, I'm already here to talk about George Zimmerman and how, as far as the police, what do you want to call... like procedure and like the way you do it, I'm willing to say that George Zimmerman, you know, he really messed it up. But he didn't judge Trayvon Martin.
No, he just shot him.
Yeah, but I mean, how's that judging him?
The cat's dead, man. He's dead. Come on. 877-876-PHIL. Trayvon Martin got judged. Anybody want to say Trayvon Martin shouldn't be judged, that all the facts should be in, that we don't know whether he's a hood, we don't know whether he's a this, we don't know whether... Anybody want to say that about him? All the facts aren't in on Trayvon. Well, he's dead. He's a dead man. And I got one guy's word on that, George Zimmerman, the guy who shot him. I'm going to take his word. You know, I might have been born at night, man, but...
What, last night?
Thank you. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
With me is Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. Dave, a criminal justice student, and would like to join the LAPD Police Academy at some point. We'll have Harvey Wireman with us, attorney at law, later in the show to talk about the situation in Colombia vis-a-vis the Secret Service and certain members of the military caught catting around and drinking and cavorting and generally not being very professional while they are on a protection detail and are down there representing the U.S. military while the president of the United States is being awaited for, you know, his arrival, if I said that right. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, could I, if I could make a comment?
Go ahead.
I want to be LAPD, but Secret Service is kind of an area of my interest, and that's kind of weird that the military was, you know, down there too. And I wonder if, like, there's a coup being, not a coup being planned, but the same thing happened in Peru and some other places. The military showed up, the U.S. military showed up. Next thing you know, there was a military coup.
And no, these guys are out in the open. They're there with the president. They're there probably to have talks with the Colombian military on mutual security or drug interdictment or drug interdicting or something like that.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, there's so many things going on right now, especially with this this Zimmerman character. But I mean, by the same token, I'm not really sure I know what it is you're talking about when you say he judged Trayvon Martin. Yes, he did shoot him.
But see, this thing about they don't want to judge George Zimmerman. And everybody says, I don't want to judge George Zimmerman. And please don't judge George Zimmerman. And oh my goodness gracious, the facts aren't in, right?
Well, yeah, the facts are not in, you know.
Okay, fine, the facts are not in. But one guy got judged before the facts even got out so they could get in. And that was Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, what do you mean by judge?
Did he get shot?
Yes, sir, he did.
That's what I call the ultimate judgment. He's dead. The guy's dead. I don't hear anybody, well, I do. I hear the people on the side of Trayvon Martin saying, before you talk about judging anybody, let's talk about this guy and the fact that he's dead and can't defend himself. And I've seen all kinds of commentary about hoodies and about gang signs and about a thug. I've seen the kid described as a thug. Well, he did this and he did that in school. I haven't seen anything relative to this kid that's any worse than what a teenage boy might be engaged in. That, you know, normal curiosity and just the normal instincts of a teenage kid. Here is Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. You know, you make a very good point, very valid point, in that this kid was prejudged and taken out. There was a rush to judgment against him by George Zimmerman. And Mr. What is your name? Young man,
my name's Dave Oliva. You know, there wasn't like a rush to judgment because, although I agree, but the kid was, you know, acting weird. So
How is he acting weird? How?
Well, you got to admit, walking down the street and it's pouring rain, that's kind of stupid, you know.
Well, there are plenty of people that walk down streets when it's raining. Some might have an umbrella, others might have a hoodie or some sort of a raincoat with a hood on it. It wasn't
I don't
raining.
Know who,
it
wasn't I don't raining. Know who those people would be. Who would those people be? I don't know who they would be.
Okay, but you can't you can't say that they're weird. I mean, it wasn't raining hard that night that he was walking back from the convenience store.
Do you walk down the street? Do you walk down the street when it rains?
Of course I do, but I generally will have an umbrella. I'm not wearing hoodies. I don't wear hoodies and I don't wear hats. So I generally have an umbrella.
But I mean, yeah, I know you have an umbrella, but you're like walking down the street even though it's raining.
He's got an umbrella, though.
Yeah, I know that, Mr. Henry, but who does that other than people? I know, I know you have to do it if you're catching a bus or you're going to go catch a taxi cab. But you just like walking?
All right, you're walking from...
What is that about?
You're walking from...
What's that about?
I'm trying to tell you if you keep quiet for a second. You're walking You're walking back from a store to your residence. You're 17 years old. You don't drive a car. You don't own a car. And it's a short walk, probably a block or two. You're walking home with iced tea and Skittles candy. What is unlawful about that to the point where this guy should judge him to be a thug, a hood? He's doing something unlawful when he wasn't.
Right.
And shoot him.
Exactly. What was that?
Well, I don't think he should have been shot. That's where I agree with you. But I do feel that it was suspicious. In law enforcement, we look at suspicious behavior. And
all right, so what was suspicious?
Well, I just said, it's kind of weird to walk in the rain, that's all.
Why is that weird, man? If you're walking and you turn around and you're walking home and suddenly it starts to rain.
Right.
Well, first of all, gentlemen, I'm not saying that he deserved to be shot. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that his behavior was suspicious when you put it together with the fact that he's, walking in the rain, he's wearing a hoodie, okay?
Yeah, you might not be saying that he deserves to be shot, but you certainly are justifying it, aren't you? Mr. I want to be a police officer.
Right, wait a second, how am I doing that?
Yeah, I can see you as a police officer prejudging someone and shooting them. Like the cops like to do here in Florida, in Orlando particularly, just recently, they claimed some Latin guy was trying to run the officers down. They were in fear for their lives. And it was a video camera on the target roof that caught the whole incident. The kid was stopped, the car was stopped, and the Orlando police came up behind him in another vehicle, hit him and pushed him towards the officers, and then they open fire on it. So they lie.
Well, it still was going after them, though. They're still going after them. The car was going after them.
It got pushed by somebody else.
No, yes, you just said, sir, you just said the car got pushed at them.
The vehicle was stopped.
Right.
Okay, the police stopped the vehicle for... This guy was accused of stealing, I think, either at Target or using stolen credit cards, what have you. They stopped the vehicle, and an unmarked Orlando police vehicle, I think it was a Suburban or something, came up behind the vehicle that was stopped by their colleague, slammed into the rear of it, and pushed the vehicle towards the officers who were standing in front of the stopped vehicle. So those officers witnessed their colleagues hit that vehicle, push it towards them, so they opened fire on the vehicle, nearly killing the occupants in the vehicle.
Well, they didn't kill them, though. don't understand the split second thinking that goes into being a police officer. It's split second.
You're not listening.
Car and pushes it at you. You're going to go, I'll shoot first and ask questions later.
No, you don't shoot first.
You see what I mean, Phil? Clearly, you're not listening.
I'm listening to you, but you're not saying that they were standing and the cop and the guy came toward him.
I'm telling you that the suspect vehicle was stopped. Okay?
And then he came at them.
No, he did not.
Is that what you said? Yes, you did say that.
No, he's. Will you listen to the guy?
Are you in college or elementary school? You sound like a complete idiot. You got to be kidding me here.
No, you don't have the facts of the case correct, and now you're trying to backpedal and try to, you know, fill it
I'm giving you an analogy. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, this guy's car came at these guys. Oh, I forgot.
What I am telling you is that kid wasn't doing anything unlawful to the point where he should have been shot by someone who's not a police officer, where he should have been confronted by someone who is not a law enforcement official. That's what I'm telling you. There's nothing weird. There's nothing weird in going to the store. There's nothing weird in walking when you don't have your own vehicle.
Do you know who Geraldo Rivera is?
Yes, I know who he is.
Okay, he came out on the television and said,
About the hoodie. You know something?
I think he might know a little bit about it.
I agree very minimally. I agree with Geraldo. I'll tell you why. Because you had a good lunch, didn't you? Because I agree with Geraldo.
Don't belch into the phone.
You agree with Geraldo, so. How can you? I did not belch.
Yes, you did.
God.
All right, look.
I belched because I had Szechuan chicken for dinner, okay?
Yeah, very good.
You can't agree with Geraldo Rivera and then also say, oh, yeah, but also I agree with Trayvon Martin. You can't.
No. You can't do that.
All right, we got a break. We got a break. But I tell you what, thank you very much, sir, for your call. Great call. And 877-876-PHIL is the number here. That was Mark. And I don't know what you were trying to say, Dave.
I was simply trying to say, Mr. Henry, that if you're going to shoot a kid, which that was, you know, that guy, you're right, that the kid should not have been shot. I won't go so far as to say that George Zimmerman. Yeah, George Zimmerman. I won't go so far as to say that George Zimmerman was judging him, but he did shoot him, and that was wrong. But I also won't go so far as to say that wearing a hoodie and walking in the rain is not very, 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 very bad.
Hold on, will you? God, it's driving me out of my mind. Watch this. I'll take him off a hold.
They are doing, but that's very, very bad. And
see, he's just still talking. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Final segment here with Dave Oliva as we talk about George Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin case. And I think that is the story here. If you say that George Martin should not be judged, I think we are mindful of the fact that that the man should be accorded his rights. But we've got a dead kid. There was no crime being committed that we know of other than a fist fight broke out. And then a gun was pulled and shots were fired.
Mr. Henry, that's true. And that's why I didn't see no Band-Aid on George Zimmerman's face. I didn't see no Band-Aid on his head. And that's where I think George Zimmerman messed up, you know, by going out and buying. I mean, that's what I think he'd done.
Yeah, I know. You think the bandages are fake.
Yes, sir. But where I think Trayvon Martin messed up is that he was being suspicious on a rainy night. And if you think about it, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to this, Mr. Henry, if it's raining out and you're driving your car down the street and you see a guy hitchhiking and it's raining, are you going to pick him up? No, you are not. You know why? Because the rain makes people look way, like, I don't know what you would call it, but they just look bad, you know?
Okay, so what?
so what? I mean, so I'm driving, and here's a dude in a hood, and it's raining. Automatically, that makes him suspicious. And that's, I think, what a lot of people are missing.
877-876-PHIL. That doesn't make any sense at all. I just hope you know that. Let's go over here to Joyce. Joyce, you're the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. First, let me say, I am saddened that Trayvon is dead. He should not be dead. Let me also say, had George Zimmerman been a black man that killed Trayvon, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Blacks kill blacks in this nation on a regular basis, and nothing is said. Let me relay a story that happened here in Houston, in my hometown. A young black man cut up a black woman and cut her up, put her on the barbecue pit, almost burned down the complex. They found part of her body down the garbage disposal. Her name was Tanisha Stewart. Nobody marched for Tanisha Stewart because they were both black. A black life is not valued in this nation unless a white person kills them, and that's very unfortunate. I had a niece that went shopping. She went to get in her car. A young black man was in the parking lot shopping for a car. She went to put the key in the door, and he shot her through the head when she went to run back in the store. Her name was Brandy. Nobody marched for Brandy. We're marching and acting a fool, and nobody cares about a black killing a black, and that's very unfortunate in this nation.
But you know what? It's if a white does it, you got to admit it's good to pay attention to that.
It makes great news. It ups ratings and stuff. But what about a black person? A black person is just as important when a black person kills them as they are when a white person kills them.
I'll tell you why, man. Because we figure it's all in the family.
And what do you mean all in the family?
You can talk all the black you want. I still contend that a black life is not valued in this nation unless a white person kills them. I can give you case after case that blacks have killed blacks in my city, right around me, and nobody marches for. You don't see old Jesse Jackson. You don't see old Al Sharpton. All those poverty pimping that makes
money.
What about
the Green River? What about the Atlanta child killer? That guy was black, and he killed black little kids.
The who?
The Atlanta child killer.
It haven't changed.
The Atlanta child.
It's not. Whatever you're saying.
That was a black guy killing a little child.
Has not changed.
Okay.
You haven't had all the news for a Saturday.
What about that guy in Cleveland? That guy
that's
sold.
All you've heard is Trayvon
that guy,
Martin. What about all
that
the other
guy sold in Cleveland?
That dude in Cleveland.
What about the dude in Cleveland, Mr. Henry?
The guy in Cleveland that was a serial killer, that soul guy?
Yeah, he was black.
And that's my concern. Let's march
because they already know. Because they know who did it.
Let's do that instead of when a white person kills a black. Oh, it makes the news.
But you can't do that. It's racist.
Wait a minute. Everyone's talking over top of everybody.
Because it's racist. You can't do that.
What do you mean it's racist?
All right, okay. I got you.
So what you're saying here, ma'am, is when black people kill black people, there should be big marches and huge what?
But it's not.
Well, now, aren't these marches taking place not necessarily because of the race, but because the crime itself is unclear? If a black person is killed by another black person and they know they did it and the crime is clear and the person's guilty, what's to march about?
I'm not understanding.
The guy in Cleveland, remember that guy's soul? He was a serial killer. He killed, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 women. And holy God, it was a horror scene in that house. He was a serial murderer. There wasn't really much to say. The guy was put away for the rest of his life.
But it still doesn't change the fact that blacks kill blacks every day in this nation, and nobody seemed to be concerned about those. And I hear people saying, Trayvon wasn't doing anything. My little niece wasn't doing anything but getting in a car, but nobody marched for Brandy. They should have been marching around that parking lot. marching for Brandon.
Well,
just like
that, that's a good point.
And you know who is really winning in this case? You know who is really winning is the
Skittles. They're going to call you racist.
The Skittle makers.
Skittles.
And the hoodie makers.
Skittles.
That's
and the hoodie makers.
Really winning in this case. It's not going to keep blacks from killing blacks. Right here in Houston, right just this weekend, blacks kill blacks. Then it didn't even make them. It's just one little phrase about it, and it's over. But let it be a white man that kill a black, and we just go crazy. We just go crazy. And we got to stop it. We got to start valuing life. I don't care who kills who. Let's value life. Let's value life other than when it's a white person kill a black. We got to do that. And like I said, the winners in this case is the Skittle makers and the hoodie makers. That's who we're winning.
And the cell phone makers, too. And the people that make the cell phones, too.
Okay, thanks, Dave, very much. Thank you, Joyce. Great call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL.
She kind of shut you down, didn't she? That lady was great. And, totally shut you down. Totally took over your...
Shut up. No, it was a great call. She's right. What do you want me to do about it? You know, I can't do anything about that. I'm white. I have to address myself to all of the dumb whites.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, there's enough of them. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm white. I can't do anything about it.